se apiade de su hijo.
Saque su camisa blanca por la ventana. Vaya al lado este del puente Necaxil. Cruza al otro lado.
I will love you. Come on.
That's how it works, huh? Simple, right?
Come on.
She got a sister. How's business?
Japanese. Oh, yeah, in a big way.
Cheap labor, factory space, but they feel a lot safer living over the border in El Paso. I ferry them back and forth. They think I'm John Wayne.
Huh. Live like a king down here.
Yes, you do.
You been working?
Yeah, no. Nah. Been moving around, you know, Colombia, a couple of places I can't name. Nothing catches my fancy. Think God will forgive us for what we've done?
No.
You don't? Me either.
How long are you staying?
I don't know. I just, you know, I wanted to see you, Ray. See how you're doing. You know, came by on impulse.
How you do with some impulse?
What happened?
Family paid the ransom. Then they sent the kid home after a couple of days. Minus an ear, of course.
Now every mother in Mexico City with a little bit of money wants bigger and better bodyguards. My own wife included.
I hate to break it to you, but she's right. She's right. Look, Sammy, all my clients have kidnap and ransom insurance.
I have a policy. AIG. My dad gave it to me.
Yeah, I know. I got it for your dad. But what are you going to do in 60 days when you can't renew it? You can't because you don't have a bodyguard.
I know. I had to let Amelia go.
But you got to please Lisa. I mean, an ass like that's hard to find. Look, bodyguards like anything else. You get what you pay for. Okay? You can do this. You get one that's got a decent resume. We're not looking for a goddamn Superman here, right? Get someone cheap till you renew the policy and then fire the prick for whatever incompetence. Look, all kidding aside, The most important thing here is that your daughter goes back to school and that your wife gets to save face. And this way, you won't be the only unprotected family in the neighborhood.
That's right. A bodyguard. Your Spanish is good enough.
You're crazy.
You even look the part.
My state, I couldn't go out of course.
It's rich guys flashing their cash. It's all for show. Nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah? You think they'd hire a drunk, a has-been?
You have to keep it under control.
And what if there was, you know, just say, a kidnapping attempt? What do I do then?
You do your best. They're not gonna be paying you enough to perform miracles. It's not exactly a scam, Kreese. Even at half speed, you're pretty damn good.
Yeah. Bodyguard's gotta be close to people, though. He gotta talk all the time, and, you know, I'm no good at that.
You'll be the silent type. People are gonna appreciate that.
Bodyguard. So who's the guy?
Samuel Ramos is a young guy. He owns one of the plants in Juarez.
Yeah?
The Jap car industry is in the toilet. He's trying to persuade Ford to partner with him. I think he's in trouble. His family lives in Mexico City. He asked me if I knew anybody he could trust.
And you thought of me?
Take a job, Kreese. Breathe some air. Then decide if you want to stick around or not. Besides, I'm glad to see you. You know, I got nobody to talk to down here.
Listen, my wife wants someone presentable and polite. It'll be the fifth candidate she sees this week. Your resume is quite impressive. 16 years of military experience, extensive counterterrorism work. I'm surprised anybody could afford you. What's the catch?
I drink.
How does that affect you?
Coordination, reaction time. If top professionals try to kidnap your daughter, I'll do the best I can, but the service will be on par with the pay.
What if amateurs try it?
Probably kill him. Is that likely?
No. No one is to know about your drinking. That includes my wife. My wife, Lisa, and Mr. John Creasy.
You're an American.
So are you.
It's all in there. Would you like a drink?
Yes, Jack and water would be good.
Have you done much of this kind of work before?
No, ma'am.
But he has a lot of experience in related fields.
You have a family, Mr. Creasy?
No.
Peter? Peter?
Yes, Mom? Honey, this is Mr. Creasy.
Buenas tardes, señor Creasy. Mucho gusto en conocer.
It's in English, honey. Do you want to show Mr. Creasy to his room?
This way, Mr. Creasy.
Thank you.
Just like that?
I think it's nice. that he's an American.
I think he's terrific. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel better now.
Hola, Bruno.
Buenas tardes.
That's Bruno the gardener. And that's Maria the cook. Hola, Maria.
Hola, Pita.
We fixed the room up 2 weeks ago. It's nicer than before. You've got a TV and a CD player. What kind of music do you like, Mr. Creasy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
That's Bird. Emilio forgot to take him when he left. Emilio was my last bodyguard. Have you protected a lot of children before, Mr. Creasy?
Creasy, you can call me Creasy. And no, you're the first.
Creasy. Bye, Creasy. Bye, Bird.
School tomorrow, peeps.
That means we can get a dog? Dad promised me one when I went back to school.
Yeah, we'll see. If you get a dog, will you give up your bear? You're getting too old for him. How'd you like Mr. Creasy?
Creasy. He said to call him just Creasy.
Uh-huh.
That's disrespectful, isn't it?
No, not if he asked you. Here.
He's like a bear, too.
Yeah?
Big, sad bear.
Is he sad?
I think, or something.
Come on, honey.
Oh, can you give me some floss in the morning?
Floss?
Yeah, the strawberry kind.
Oh, sure.
Virgen de Guadalupe. Business. A Toyota for Ford. If one dies, maybe she can resurrect the other one. I don't know.
She likes him.
What are you talking about?
Creasy. Peter likes him.
Peter loves school. Peter would love Count Dracula if he took her back there.
Thank you.
Welcome to Emilio. You're home free, baby.
Where are you from, Percy?
U.S.
I know, but which state?
No state in particular.
You can drive and talk at the same time.
No, I can't, Peter, so please, let me just do my job.
Are you going to stay? My last bodyguard left. Someone gave him more money than we could.
I guess that makes me a bargain then, huh?
Being black, is that a positive or negative for a bodyguard in Mexico?
Time will tell.
There were 24 kidnappings in Mexico City in the last 6 days. 4 a day.
Yeah?
Yes.
24?
24. What do you think about that, Chrissy?
I think that you know entirely more than you should.
Well, thank you.
Señor Creasy. Hurry. Class is about to begin.
Okay. Bye, Creasy.
Audrey?
You must look after our Peter. It is not good that she's late today.
I'm very sorry. I have to get used to the roots. It won't happen again, I promise.
No offense, but I regret that your profession needs to exist.
So do I, Marjorie. So do I.
Do you ever see the hand of God in what you do?
No. Not for a long time.
The Bible says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome
evil with good. Romanos capítulo 12, versículo 21. I'm the sheep that got lost, Madre. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember. No, I didn't like it.
Why not?
Because it wasn't a school like yours, Peter. There was no, no Sister Anna.
Were you unhappy?
Being unhappy, Peter, that's a state of mind. I really don't remember. Birth defect.
No, it's not.
Look, no more questions, okay?
It really wasn't a question.
It sounded like a question to me.
Look, I got a job.
Hey.
Andale.
No, gracias. Gracias, no. No.
Listen, I'm being paid to protect you, okay?
No, no, no.
I'm being paid to be your bodyguard. Look at me. I'm not being paid to be your friend. I'm being paid to protect you. So no more questions. That's it. Period. You hear me?
Yes.
No crying.
I'm not crying.
Don't start. Gotta understand, this is a job. In order for me to do my wait a minute. Come in.
Mr. Creasy, I just wanted to make sure you have everything that you need.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Is the food all right? Because Maria told me you didn't eat.
Yes, food is great. I just wasn't that hungry tonight.
So you read the Bible?
Yeah, sometimes.
Does it help?
Yeah, sometimes.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
How are you doing with PETA?
Fine. Fine. As soon as she figures out that I'm not her new toy, it'll be fine.
She told me about that.
Okay.
You don't have children, do you?
I told you I didn't, huh?
Well, they can be tenacious when they want something. And PETA just wants to be friends.
Okay. But you're paying me to protect her, right? Not to be a friend. Right? So, look, you know, maybe this isn't gonna work out. Maybe your husband should find somebody that's a little more social.
You're being paid to protect her. And I'm confident that you'll do that. I'll be coming with you tomorrow. I hope that's all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Please. What's wrong?
Hey, listen, you ever have a 9mm round didn't go off?
Oh, yeah. Failure to fire.
I know, failure to fire, and I pull the trigger, and click, nothing.
You're talking about a bad primer.
Yeah, but I... You know, right, dimple on the primer, bad, maybe.
Like we used to say, bullet always tells the truth. Crease, you all right?
Yeah.
What were you shooting at?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry, Walter.
No, it's okay, nothing. I was watching TV. Okay.
Hard to get used to the traffic down here.
Yeah, very sorry.
See you, baby.
Hey.
Don't forget your
tag. Oh, thank you.
Strong swimmer.
We never win. what do I do?
What do you think you should do? You're the fastest one in the water, you're the slowest one off the blocks. What do you think that means? What do you gotta do?
Get faster off the blocks.
Get faster off the blocks.
Our big swim meet is in 3 weeks.
Yeah?
I was getting into the 150 freestyle.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be okay.
I'll still be slow.
You're not slow.
I never finished better than third.
All right, then maybe you are slow then.
Esta noche con nosotros, Mariana Guerrero del periódico Reforma. Vamos a hablar de secuestros. Mariana, ¿quiénes son los responsables de la ola de secuestros que azota a México?
Es una actividad del crimen organizado. No son secuestros políticos como en Colombia. Aquí lo que buscan los delincuentes es dinero. Son bandas que dividen el trabajo. Hay unos que...
How do you think he got out?
I let him go.
It's better to be free, right?
It's better for him. Actually, he was driving me crazy.
Love you.
Be good.
All right.
Come on, Lise.
All right, sweetheart. So we'll call you from Detroit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye, honey.
Señora.
Bye. Sí. Oh, gracias. Okay, bye, honey.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I hate leaving her.
Concentrating. Eyes are closed. What happened?
I flinched.
You flinched. The gunshot holds no fear. Say it.
The gunshot holds no fear.
The gunshot holds no fear. Say it.
The gunshot holds no fear.
Louder!
The gunshot holds no fear!
Louder!
The gunshot holds no fear!
That's good. But you welcome the sound. In fact, it's the sound that sets you free. You are a prisoner on this block until that sound sets you free. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you set?
Uh-huh. Crazy.
Hmm.
What's a concubine?
Why do you ask?
It's in my history book.
Oh.
It's like a wife, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's, let me see. Number one.
Right there. But the Emperor of China had 1,000 of them.
Okay, like nowadays in the West, they have one husband for one wife. But in the olden time cultures, they had, different rules. Why, you feel sorry for the husband?
Yeah. Can you imagine my mom multiplied by 1,000? Greasy. You're smiling.
What?
You were smiling.
No.
You were?
No, I was not.
You're not now, but you were.
No, you were smiling. I wasn't
you
smiling.
You were.
When?
Like 5 seconds ago.
I'm not smiling.
Well, a second ago you were.
You said 5 seconds ago. Now that's six. 6 seconds ago, I wasn't smiling.
Okay,
six
10 seconds ago.
10 seconds ago, I was smiling. Okay, in the next 10 seconds, let's see who smiles first. You smiled already. See, you did. No, that wasn't a, that was a smirk. That was a smirk. That's not a smile. A smirk is different. They both start with S, but they're not the same.
You
know.
You were.
Bang! Stop, 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 stop.
Come back, come back, come back.
Bang! Stop, 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 stop.
Stop, come here.
Hurry up, hurry up. Sit. Bang! Bang! You don't flinch when you hear the gunshot. Understand?
listen for the sound you don't anticipate. Concentrate on the sound. You understand me? They're gaining on you.
Go, 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 go.
Stop, stop.
Come on, get out. Let's go again. Let's go again.
Sí, la maleta, por favor.
Sí, gracias.
Come here, girl. Oh, I miss you so much.
I got a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Ready?
Huh?
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 Oh, my gosh.
What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Just what I wanted. What's his name?
Sam, my dad.
Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam.
Huh?
Bhutan. It's a Himalayan kingdom, and they were having some problems with the royal family not that long ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Do you have a girlfriend, Creasy?
What?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No. What kind of question is that anyway? You're supposed to be studying history, okay?
That is history. Creasy history.
No, that's ancient history. No more questions. What else?
Who was your very first girlfriend?
Nanya.
Nanya.
Nanya business, that's who.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. Tomorrow after you drop off Peter, could you come by and take me to get my hair done?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'll leave you two to your history.
Good night.
Good
night, honey. Okay, now ask me.
Ask you what?
Wait!
Go, 10.99.
I'm tough, Creasy.
Yeah? No such thing as tough. There's trained, and then there's untrained. And now which are you?
Trained.
Trained. Okay, let's go again. Okay, hey.
I'm a prisoner in the block until the gunshot sets me free.
That's right. Don't smile, don't fool around
okay.
If you want to win. You want to win? Yes. Trained or untrained?
Trained.
Go.
Señor Creasy, nice to see you.
Oh, good to see you, Madre. Peter's parents are away on business in Juarez.
Today, you are her father.